The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara, your host,
Your co-host, Melissa Mansfield.
Yes,
with Altress Medical.
Gerontology. I was just trying to turn my phone off, and somehow I hit my Facebook page, and the video was going on. So anyway, we're here every Saturday from 5 to 6 and Sunday from 3 to 4. Thank you for all your calls and emails about the show, that you love to listen to the show. We give you good information. And we always try to find experts in the field. And I just met this person recently off of emails and calls from KITV. You did a segment on KITV, Aging Well segment, by the way. We forgot to mention the last show. Every Saturday morning, about 6:45 or so, KITV does a great segment called Aging Well, where we bring in experts in the field to talk about aging, whether it's healthy aging, prescription drugs, caregiving, home care. And like Dr. Lynn here was on last week, we want to introduce Dr. Jeffrey Lynn. So welcome to the show, Doctor.
Welcome.
Thank you, Percy and Melissa. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, I saw your picture with another company, and now you're on your own.
Yes, I went into my own private practice.
Oh, good for you.
I'm out in the Liha Street, but I recently purchased a medical office at the Kuakini Medical Plaza, so I will be at that place, room 607, providing family-oriented care, but with also a special concentration on the elderly.
So what, February, March, you'll be in there?
Yes, about mid-February or so.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you very
great
much.
Great location.
Well, yes. I'll tell you, I get calls every month from people that, you know, whether it's my friends or clients of mine, and say, you know, my doctor's too old already. I need to find a younger doctor, you know, or my doctor's not taking Medicare anymore. And it's a huge, huge market out there.
It is a huge market. Our aging population is getting older, and they need primary care doctors. As a family doctor, I see all ages, but I'm concentrating on elderly care because that's where the need is.
And we have a shortage of geriatric physicians.
Yes, we do have a shortage of geriatricians, and I take all insurances, including Medicare and Medicaid, and I try to fit them into my schedule. I also go to assisted care living facilities to make it convenient for the family to have their loved ones seen by a medical doctor.
But did I read it correctly that you're also a caregiver to your parents?
Well, my parents are in their 80s, and they are getting older. But they're still independent. My mom still cooks. She's 80 years old.
She's young.
My dad is 84, and he still drives. Got into an accident a few years ago, but, you know, he still drives. They haven't taken away his license yet.
Well, you know what I do, and I tell my friends, you know, I'm a baby boomer, say, you know, every time you go see your mom's house for lunch or dinner, walk around the car, make sure there's no new dings, you know. my wife got hit by a senior in Manoa about, I don't know, 3 years ago, and that person didn't report it.
Mm.
Until we got a call like 3 hours later that a police called. They found the guy because some young kid saw the senior hit my wife's car.
Right.
And a young kid reported it to the police, so they had to go track him down. But
which brings to a point, one of the workups that I do for geriatric patients is hearing and vision. And hearing, making sure that their hearing is okay so they can communicate with other people. And also when driving, they can hear other cars. So during the hearing, if they suspect there's a hearing loss, then I would refer them to get an audiogram. Audiogram is when they put the patient in the soundproof room, test their hearing through the different volumes and different frequencies. And then if they need hearing aid, the audiologist can prescribe one for them. They can also see an ENT, a ear, nose, and throat specialist to get this done.
But there's so many different hearing aids out there, isn't it? I hear there's one the technology is growing.
Yes, it is growing, and it's very costly. Hopefully, insurance does cover it. And
it's very costly.
You can get a good one at a reasonable price. So you can check and shop around, ask them what prices they have. Of course, get the hearing test first, and then shop around for the hearing aid.
Yeah,
and then vision too. You had
vision,
mentioned.
Yes, exactly. I went to my own eye doctor, and I got a vision check, and I got a prescription. But that optician there was going to charge me $400 for a pair of glasses. And I said, hey, that's too much. I needed progressive lenses, no line bifocals. I'm 51, so I'm getting a little hard for me to read.
Yeah.
And then the bifocals and the transitions where it turns dark during sunlight.
Oh,
so
yes.
It works like a shade.
Right.
I went to Costco. It was $150.
Wow.
Really?
Yes. This is not a plug for Costco, but they do have good prices.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, you probably had the fancy frames, like the Ralph Lauren frames, you know, the Gucci frames.
No, regular Kirkland brand.
Kirkland.
Well, vision is critical. And I heard that cataract surgery is like the most popular procedure when it comes to Medicare.
Yes, it is. Cataracts start to develop in the early 50s to 60s. And I actually have early cataracts, but my vision is not that bad. Usually Medicare will cover if your vision comes to a point where you cannot see signs.
But you got to be over 65. When was your
It depends 65? On the degree of the cataract, not on age.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And cataract surgery will help improve. What the eye doctor does is to, under local anesthesia, take out the cataract lens, the cloudy lens, and replace it with intraocular lens that provides clear vision.
So let's talk about, I'm glad you're here, first of all, because I think everybody wants their questions answered. You talk about security as you get older. What kind of issues are you going to talk about with that? I mean, are you talking about the nursing homes or being safe in a nursing home?
Oh, yes. Security is important because being safe, not so much, security like an intruder coming in, but safety and security, meaning, if you're older, your gait is not very steady, that you don't experience a fall, which could end up being a hip fracture, and that could be very devastating to your health and the family. Security, meaning if you have a problem with dementia and memory, that they don't get lost wandering in outside and nobody knows where they're going. And so it's important to provide that protection for your loved ones so that they will be safe and secure.
You know, I go to homes and I do assessments and care managing and planning, and I always tell the family, you have got to fall precaution. 90% of the reason why seniors fall is because, or go to the hospital, is for falls. And so I will walk around the home and I will point things out, and they're just like, I've never thought of that. You know, I had this one senior, she would want to get up out of bed and put on her house shoes, but she couldn't see them. So I tell the family, go to Long's, get the lights that put them in her room. Mm-hmm. So when the movement lights, when she gets up,
get the night lights,
throw away those rugs that have been sitting there that, they keep bunching up.
Right.
Just those type of securities.
Yeah, this brings to one of the tips that I have for preventing falls. Elderly people tend to have lower bone density, especially women who are postmenopausal. Elder men also get osteoporosis. And to provide adequate lighting, avoid rugs, and use a cane or a walker to help them assist with walking. And even if they need a caregiver to help them get out of bed, go to the bathroom, to make sure that they don't fall down.
Right. And even just looking around the room, maybe taking out unwanted furniture. Because another client of mine, she got up, she put her hand on, like a small table. It flipped off, and she went down.
Oh.
So, and her saving grace is she had a very thick rug or carpet in her home, but still she sat there and she was petrified. So now when she gets up to walk, she always has her walker.
So osteoporosis is a bone density problem. Usually because of lack of estrogen as you get older for the women, and we do a DEXA scan, DEXA scan, to measure the bone density of the spine and the hip. And if the T score is greater than -2.5, that's considered osteoporosis. a milder degree, like negative 1.5 to negative 2.5, is called osteopenia. And that's also, penia means a lack of or little. So they have some bone density, but not osteoporotic level. So it's important to get that done. And then there's treatment for osteoporosis, including injections like Forteo and Prolia, which you can ask your doctor about that. And so if you, you know, prevent, especially if you're at risk of falling and you have osteoporosis, you need to get those taken care of so you don't get a fractured spine or hip.
And you said postmenopausal. And so that can vary from women, from woman to woman.
Yes,
so
the average age of menopause is 50. So if, when you stop menstruating, that is when you're menopausal. And within a few years, I would recommend a DEXA scan.
Okay.
Some people say 65 to get a DEXA scan. But in Asians and Caucasians, women tend to have smaller bones and the density tends to be weaker.
That seems to be the highest population right now, the Caucasians and the Asians.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, too bad. You, our December issue, actually, they can still get it now. And it stands, we have a two-page spread on fall prevention, by the way.
Oh, great.
And actually, maybe you should come and speak to our organization. There is a fall prevention consortium that meets every quarter. And it meets down at Queens. And we've never had a doctor actually come in and talk to us. But we had EMTs because they're the first person on the scene besides the firemen, right? Mm-hmm. And falls is, I think they, what, I can't remember what the figure was. It's in the magazine. But I think there's a fall every 22 seconds or something like that.
Mm-hmm. In the U.S.
In the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
In Hawaii, I think there's a fall every 18 minutes. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what the figure was. Yeah, but it's a scary figure.
If a senior lives alone or has no one around, they should have a alert system, like an alarm or something on their watch that they can alert emergency medical services to come and get them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's actually ones now that can detect a fall.
Mm.
You know, there's something inside the device, whether it's a pendant or it's a watch, where it can detect a fall. It just came out last year. We're actually probably going to do a story on that in a couple months, but it's huge. And I think they would have said 75% of people that fall will eventually die from that
yes,
injury.
Yes, it's very devastating because a fall limits their mobility. They have pain. They have all types of other issues, you know, when they're hospitalized for a fall, a hip fracture, intertrochanteric fracture, and there are also spinal fractures, compression fractures.
And then emotionally, depression.
Yes, emotionally, when people have chronic illnesses, they have a depression, you know, because dealing with a chronic disease. Some already are at risk for dementia, which we can get to later.
Well, I want to get to it now because I was looking at the list he sent me and I was pointing to Melissa because, you know, I depending on who you talk to, I think it's between 26 and 28,000 people in the state of Hawaii has been documented with Alzheimer's and dementia-related diseases. And that figure is going to nearly double in the next 10 years. And I think it's because they're getting more documented seniors.
Cases, yeah.
Because they're not being treated. Mm-hmm. They just think it's old age or the doctor
right.
doesn't want to deal with it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But that's very difficult for a family to get the news, don't you?
It is. The family member may notice the onset of dementia may be subtle. He or she may forget things and their cognitive function may decline slowly. They may become disoriented to time, such as not knowing what year it is. Behavioral and personality changes can also be signs of dementia, such as irritability, paranoia, and aggressive behaviors. And also declining inability to take care of themselves, such as dressing, eating, toileting, bathing, and walking. So if a family member notices these things, they should bring it with their loved ones to the PCP to get evaluated. Clinically, there is a test. It's called a mini mental state exam, testing for orientation, memory, calculation, things like that. And there's also treatment for dementia. Treatment for dementia can be divided into lifestyle changes versus pharmaceutical treatment.
But, I mean, that doesn't help everybody, though, right?
Well, for the lifestyle changes, what I do recommend is to maintain social interactions, keeping up with friends, going to church, being active in the community, learning new things like picking up a new hobby, keeping physically active, even if it's just walking, it improves physical and mental health.
Yeah, I hear exercise. They're showing now that exercise is a very big contributor for to ward off the dementias.
Yes,
that are
yeah. Besides being physical, it's also mental, and something like Tai Chi is good. You know, it's slow, it's safe to do, and it's fun, it's social, so something like that.
You get all of it together.
Yes.
Yeah. So you had mentioned the dementias. Can you tell me a little bit about more? What other dementias are out there?
Well, there are different types. The most common is Alzheimer's dementia, and it's a dementia that affects the brain, where there's atrophy of the brain, neurofibrillary tangles and plaques. But the diagnosis is basically a clinical diagnosis. Of course, there are pathological and changes if you were to biopsy, the brain to take a look. There's also Lewy body dementia, Parkinsonism, multi-infarct dementia, which is a vascular dementia where they have mini strokes and that causes dementia. But let's get into the technical medical side of the dementias.
So Alzheimer's being the main one.
Yes.
Most people, when they say, oh, I'm forgetful, I must have Alzheimer's, but they'd have to go to see their PCP.
Yes, they can go to their PCP, their internist. They can see a neurologist, and they can also have a CAT scan or MRI of the brain.
But first you would assess with the mini-cog?
Yes, mini mental state exam. You would do the first diagnose dementia and then see what type of dementia it is.
That is so prevalent in Hawaii. And I saw a figure recently, a couple of years now, that once you reach the age of 85, it's about a 49% chance you're going to get Alzheimer's or dementia.
Because we're living longer is what I read too.
Yeah. I mean, just as a fact. I mean, it's just something that I see. So you must see that quite a bit then, Dr. Lin.
Yes, I see quite a bit. But also I see 90-year-olds and 100-year-olds still alert and oriented.
Yes.
And they're fine. They're talking with you. They're laughing. They're, they know where they are. They know what year it is and things like that. And that's amazing. So the goal is to maintain that function. But if they do need help with medications to prevent the progression of dementia, there are some available. Some of our listeners may have loved ones who are on Aricept, which is a pill, or Exelon, which comes in a patch. They help prevent the progression of dementia, mild to moderate dementia. For moderate to severe dementia, there's another medication called Namenda, or the generic name is memantine, and that can help with slowing the progression of dementia. There's also a new combination of the Namenda and Aricept called Namzaric, and is now available for patients and acts on two different mechanisms to slow the progression of dementia.
I'm glad you bring that up, because a lot of people out there, they feel like they get this diagnosis and there's nothing they can do. They feel hopeless. So knowing that there's the diet, the exercise, and now there are medications that will help slow the progression of the disease.
Right.
I think it was last year that I actually saw the commercial on one of these medications. And I sat up and I go, that's the first time I've ever seen a commercial regarding the Alzheimer's medication. Mm-hmm. I was really excited because I think it's important to get it out there, to not be afraid to say, I have been diagnosed with this, because I feel like the more that we know about this disease, the more we can tackle it and then put more funding to research it.
Exactly. There's a national research going at the National Institute of Health. There is research on why Alzheimer's occurs, how to prevent it. Is it the plaques? Is it the neurofibrillary tangle? Is it the diet? Is it something environmental, or a combination of these things that cause dementia, Alzheimer's, and how to prevent them?
Well, I heard there's a new test that can be done that you can diagnose 100% on early onset of Alzheimer's. I don't know if you know who Dr. Corey Liao is out at the Neuroscience Center.
I've heard of that institute.
Right,
yes.
Right in the main, when you walk
in
the left side. At St. Francis, yeah. But he was talking about that, but you know, in terms of funding, we're still way behind in funding.
Yes.
I think 5 years ago, I saw a figure that said, you know, for cancer and heart attacks, they got $5 billion in research money from the government. Alzheimer's only got one-tenth, $500 million. Mm. But it's growing. I know Barack Obama put in a bill, appropriation 3 years ago, but it was vetoed.
Yeah. Mm.
But yeah, and that was only $50 million.
All right.
But it definitely needs more research. But, you know, it's such an issue. All these drugs are great to try, but there still really is no
cure.
Right.
There's really no cure because it's a devastating disease and it's progressive. And you can slow it down with medication. You can try to prevent it with all these physical and social activities. But sometimes it's also environmental and also familial too. You know,
what is that, familial?
Familial meaning like if you have a mother or grandfather or, has dementia, then you may be a small risk of getting that too.
Right. They haven't defined that either. But I personally think, and with my clients, Melissa, I'm not sure about your clients, but a lot of my clients that have that dementia, Alzheimer's, are people that were very smart.
Mm-hmm.
Attorneys, financial advisors, mm-hmm. CPAs, realtors that mm-hmm. probably use their brain too much, mm-hmm. too much. And that's why I try not to use my brain too much.
I noticed that like with the onset.
But I do see that though. Yeah.
Yes, it's non-discriminatory. It can strike anybody as they get older.
But what about the younger ones that that are diagnosed? I noticed that those are the ones that seem to be very intelligent, that are professors, scientists.
Yes.
What, is that onset or what is that term for the when you're diagnosed in your 40s?
Early onset.
Early onset, okay.
Yes. And I'm not too familiar with it, but there's research going on and there's articles out there that we can read, you know, you can look into it. But yeah, it's definitely you know, some type of dementia that affects an early age. And sometimes it may be environmental because there's exposure to something toxic to the brain.
Right.
Like aluminum or something like that.
Yeah. So I know, Dr. Lin, I know you have to leave before the second half, but again, give us you know, your contact information and where your office is going to be at now.
Okay. I just bought a medical office at Kuakini Medical Plaza. Dr. Glenn Uto, internist, has retired, and he has sold me his practice. So I will be working out of there at Kuakini Medical Plaza, room 607. And my office number is 824-0411. And if you would like to log on to my website, it's mdhonolulu.com.
Well, that's a good one there, mdhonolulu.com. Because I'll tell you, the calls and emails I get, most of the people that contact me are baby boomers because they're dealing with their parents. So I'm glad. And thank you for being one of the sponsors of the Aging Well segment. Guys, every Saturday morning at about 6:45 on KITV Channel 4, we have the Aging Well segment. But really quick, a couple tips. We had a conversation last week about doctors talking to the family about pulse, the physician's order mm-hmm. of life-sustaining treatment and medical directives.
Right.
Do you do that on every case?
Yes, on a yearly basis, usually. That's part of the annual wellness exam or maintenance exam. Advanced directive is putting in writing what your wishes are at the end of life. Some people have terminal diseases, and they want to live in the last days of their life in comfort and without any heroic measures. So there's like a DNR, which stands for Do Not Resuscitate, no CPR. And they can also express that they want just comfort measures, pain medicine and fluids, food and water, and just comfort. If you want to do everything done, then you can also specify that you do want CPR, defibrillation. You can have a breathing tube and a feeding and all that. And so it's a personal choice, and you should discuss it with your family and with your doctor and put it in writing. In regards to the POST, which stands for Physician Order for Life-Sustaining Treatment, it's a green paper that you document these wishes in writing, signed by the patient and the doctor, saying that this is exactly. So it becomes a medical legal document.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a short break, but I know you have a few more minutes, so I have a couple more questions for you when we come back from our
break. Sure, we'll take a break.
We're here with Dr. Jeffrey Lin, you know, practicing and working with family medicine, but really understanding that a lot of our clients today are going to be seniors.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We're all going to get there too, by the way. Excuse me.
I'm glad that you're actually specializing in the geriatrician, because like I had mentioned, there's such a shortage here. So I'm happy, and I will probably be seeing you in the future.
Thank you, Melissa.
Okay, we're going to get a short break, and we have a couple more questions for Mr. Dr. Jeffrey Lin, and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back with Percy Ihara from Generations Radio. If you have any questions or want to be part of our discussion, give us a call at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. This is Generations Radio on AM 690, The Answer.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Aloha, this is Martha Clopin.
And Al Harrington. Choosing the right Medicare plan not only saves you money, it also helps you avoid headaches and heartaches down the road.
We want to remind everyone
to listen to A Medicare Moment with Martha, Sundays from 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. as we help answer important questions on Medicare so you can stay healthy, wealthy, and wise all year long.
Call me at 543-2073, 543-2073.
I was an addict from the age of 13. I finally decided it was time for a change. I walked into the Salvation Army Adult Rehabilitation Center, and that got me ready for the real world. Now, I choose to be guided by Jesus Christ, and today, I'm building a powerful and promising future, free from drugs and alcohol.
Please shop at the Salvation Army Family Stores. With our discounted sales, your support through your purchase helps men live a clean, sober, and productive life.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit pointvacationshawaii.com.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Hauer from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
Welcome back. We're here with Dr. Jeffrey Lin, family practitioner, medicine doctor, but also has a lot of senior clients. So thank you for joining us again, Dr. Lin.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure just to listen. You know, whenever I go and meet with clients, we do it like a medication rec. And I noticed that they sometimes are on 12 medications and 50 medications. Mm-hmm. You had mentioned that at the beginning when we're driving, you know, we have to be aware of the hearing and the vision.
Yes.
But also the medication.
Yes, the medications such as antihistamines, for example, Benadryl, which is used for sleep and allergy. They have to be used with caution because it can impair
You very drowsy.
It makes you drowsy, mm-hmm. Yes. And some other medications like benzodiazepines that help with anxiety, but it can also make you drowsy.
So there's a term that's been floating around. I'm not sure if our listeners have heard, but polypharmacy. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, poly meaning many, pharmacy meaning drugs. So if you're taking more than 10 drugs, then probably you're taking too much. As we age, there are certain changes that occur within the body, and lean muscle mass decreases. Our renal functions are affected and total body water decreases. And that also translates into altered clearance of drugs that that seniors take. There is something called the Beers criteria, BEERS, developed by U.S. Consensus Panel of Experts, which identifies high-risk drugs that should be avoided in the older adult. Some of these medications include NSAIDs, avoid indomethacin because of CNS adverse effects, central nervous system. Hypertension, you should avoid alpha blockers because of the low blood pressure. Antidepressants, avoid tricyclic antidepressants because of anticholinergics. And then, as I mentioned before, the sedatives like Benadryl and benzodiazepines.
And if they conflict with each other, that's what causes all the problem. And then if they don't drink water, mm-hmm. they get dehydrated and
correct.
It compounds the problem, right?
That's right. So you need to be very careful and trying to bring all your medication with you with each visit to the doctor, especially to the annual health exam, and go over these medications, the dosages, and make sure that you don't take any more than necessary.
But you know, when you say 10 medications, I don't take any medication, but man, that seems like a lot of medications.
Yeah.
That's true. People are taking, blood pressure medicine, cholesterol medication, diabetes medication, dementia medication, asthma medications, the aspirin, and just a whole bunch of medications. And they're meant to help you with certain chronic problems, but trying to limit them and trying to reduce the side effects and from them by just cutting down on the number of them. Of course, there's also supplements that can help you maintain health, such as vitamins,
right.
Antioxidants, and glucosamine and chondroitin for bones and joints. So those can help too. And so I do believe that not just Western medicine helps, but alternative medicine such as acupuncture, herbs, and supplements can help maintain health.
Well, we had somebody on last couple of weeks ago regarding homeopathy, natural vitamins, and what do you think of those?
Homeopathy is one natural way of treating patients for diseases, but it's mostly to maintain health.
Right.
Not to, if you have a severe or a chronic condition, and then most likely you should see an MD or DO or a nurse practitioner or a physician assistant.
I know you got to run, but I know we have one last dying question because it's been in the news for several weeks now as a medical aid in dying.
We had Compassion Choices on, so it was a very interesting topic. And so as a physician, we wanted to get your take on how you see this playing out in the next, legislation or next couple of years.
Well, the right to die is important. It's a personal choice, and I believe that life is very precious and that if we can maintain the quality of life during our last years, with family members around being cognitive and cognizant of what's going on and not being sedated or but I do believe, like we talked earlier about advanced directive, what do you want to do at the end of your life? Do you want to just comfort measures and do not resuscitate, or try to maintain life at all costs, even if you're end up in a vegetative state? That's not good quality of life. So it's I'm kind of on the fence on this. I'm not too sure which side I fall into, but I think taking it on a case-by-case basis and trying to make a decision based on that rather than just a blanket decision.
Right. Still having that choice. But I think you're right. Having the advance directive, I think that's a great start to let your family know these are my wishes and not just, having that up in the air, mm-hmm. tie up all loose ends.
Right.
Well, Dr. Lynn, I know you have to run off to appointments here. Any last comments? And give us again your contact information so people need a family practitioner or even somebody that specializes working with seniors, they can get a hold of you.
Yes, you can get hold of me at 824-0411, or you can log on to mdhonolulu.com. Just want to give a tip to the seniors that, you can enjoy a healthy and happy life. We need to educate you on how to do that and how to maintain a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, great. So thank you very much. I know you got to run, and we'll look forward to your ads on KITV and on our Aging Well segment, but throughout KITV. So thank you very much for that partnership.
You're welcome. Thank you, Percy and Melissa.
Thank you for being here. So I want to remind everybody to go on Facebook and find our Facebook page and like us. In addition, there's a couple of events that we want to touch on. So events that occur every month, Kupuna Caucus, it is the first Friday of the month. There will be a lot of good advocates there. Nice to meet you. Advocates talk about aging, bills that will be introduced into the legislation. organizations that will be there will be AARP, Office on Aging, Senators legislation that's going to be occurring. And you can also stand and speak and introduce certain bills that you feel are important. Kukua Council, which happens the last Friday of the month. And that is
at Harris United Methodist Church.
I don't know why I can't remember
that. Right off Vineyard from 11:30 to 1. It's the best $5 you'll spend.
And then I need to back it up. So Kupuna Caucus will be at the state legislation and are the capital.
State capital.
And that is in room 225.
329. Okay. Don't worry. When you come more often, then you'll remember the floor and room number.
I know.
But it is a great forum. About 50 to 60 people that are big advocates of seniors. You're probably one of the youngest guests, right? Because most of the people, advocates are baby boomers or older.
Older, yes.
But you have Department of Health, Department of Human Services, AARP, Office on Aging, all the neighbor island representatives are there as well, which is really good because we all have family on neighbor, our friends on the neighbor islands.
Right, you know. To have the resources. And also KITV, Aging Well segment on Saturday at 6:45.
Right. We have different experts in the field that talk about healthy aging, and we put on events, and so check that out as well. And then you want to mention AARP's great service there.
Yes, so tax season is right around the corner. It can be expensive, and especially if you just want to do TurboTax, that could be $100. However, AARP Foundation Tax Aid provides a free tax assistance and preparedness for Hawaii taxpayers beginning February the 1st. You do not need to be a member of AARP or a retiree to use this service. So I think that's a great benefit. All you need to do is call 1-888-227-7669, or you can visit their website, aarp.org/findtaxhelp, and you can go on and hopefully they can assist you in getting you a good refund so you can start saving for the future.
And don't forget to go to our Generations 808 website that has all our information there, all the past issues as well. Did you mention our Facebook page?
I did mention.
To like us?
Yes, like us.
We do have a YouTube Generations Magazine page as well, where hopefully by beginning part of February, middle of February, we'll have all the past issues up on, past radio shows up on our site. Our UH intern Shane is working on that. And you can listen to all these topics again. The December issue is out. The February issue will be coming out around February 13th, 14th, 15th, right around there. And that's featuring, I'll give a sneak peek, and let's see if people listening to this radio show. The cover is Jeffrey Apaka, the son of Alfred Apaka. He's celebrating 25 years at the Waikiki Community Center. Have you seen this, please?
I haven't, but we did meet last year, and he has got a wonderful radio voice.
Oh, well, he's a professional. he's a professional singer, first of all. But thanks to our photographer, Brian Suda, who took a picture at Kapalani. That's on the cover, by the way. So I'm giving you a sneak peek. And one of the things going forward that we're going to do in a magazine is I'm very involved in all types of issues regarding seniors in the state. I'm privy to a lot of information. We get information sent from the mainland. We cover all the nonprofits in the state of Hawaii. So one of the big things we're going to cover is what I call the big pictures article. Besides the cover story, which we're going to feature Jeff Apaka on in our February-March issue. He's been 25 years at Waikiki Community Center. But we're going to tackle one of the big topics every issue. And this issue, we're going to talk about long-term care. That involves caregiving as well, but long-term care. So what we're going to do is we're going to interview some very well-known people that know this industry and know these issues going on. So in our February-March issue coming out, probably about the middle of 13, 14, 15 of February, we're going to have Barbara Kim Stanton, who is head of the AARP locally Hawaii chapter, and Mr. Terry Byers, who is the executive director of the Office on Aging for the state of Hawaii. And we're going to get their comments on what long-term care is, where is it going, some of the issues that we're facing. Because, Melissa, as you know, you work in a home care field. It's pretty scary.
It is.
Pretty scary.
Families are not prepared. Baby boomers are not prepared. I feel like we're all struggling to get the answers, find the resources. And like I've always said, if we don't know where we are, then we don't know where we're going in the future. We really need to get behind our families, talk to our legislators, and let them know that this is an issue now. It's not a futuristic issue. It's very dire.
Well, I was talking to a politician the other day, and, you know, there's so much money is going toward homeless, which rightfully so. However, we have a lot of seniors dealing with health issues, long-term care issues, caregiving issues for the family. We talk about Alzheimer's, dementia. The numbers are way bigger than homeless, not the diminished homeless issue, but it's a huge, huge. And it's called the silent tsunami.
Yeah. And, you know, we're also finding more seniors that are homeless, more seniors that are on the streets and not able to afford their rent, their medication, basic needs, food and soap. I mean, things like that. And they are suffering from dementias. They are schizophrenia. I mean, this is also, it's not just a homeless issue. It is a senior issue that needs to be addressed as well.
Well, I'm trying to find a quote that I did in the last issue, in the February-March issue about caregiving. And it was written, coined 15 years ago by Rosalind Carter, President Carter's wife. And I guess she did caregiving for her parents. But she also talks about how caregiving, I'm trying to find it in this issue here. Take my time here. There's only four types of people in this world. People that are caregivers currently, people that have needed care, people that are going to be caregivers, and it's some point down the road.
And future caregivers, our children. We are all going to be caring for somebody. You know, as women as men and women, we care for our children, we care for our pets. We never think about caring for our parents until it's really hit in our face to say, wow, mom isn't taking care of herself. Mom's not eating. Or God forbid that she falls and breaks a hip and has to go to the hospital. And then that's when we are struck with the fear of, I have to stop what I'm doing to care for my mom. And then it's just a downward spiral. We don't see our mom. Well, we see our mom in the same way, but when we really talk to our mom, she's not the same mom that we grew up with. You know, I have a mom that in my mind, I think, oh, my mom, when I was in my 20s and 30s, she was so spunky. And, you know, as I see her age, I look at her and I could just see the cognitive. I mean, she's still sharp and witty. However, you know, she really needs a lot of hand-holding. She needs a lot of reassurance. She needs just a lot of my care that I'm able to give.
Well, she's lucky to have you because you have the experience and the background in caregiving, right?
They call me a master of old people. I kind of laugh at them, but...
Well, you're a gerontologist.
I am a gerontologist, but just the way that they say a master of old people. And, you know, I've always wanted to be prepared for the future. So when I know that we are going to age, we are going to get osteoporosis, we could have chronic diseases. I mean, this is just inevitable because what we do to our bodies now will reap, you know, we'll reap what we sow in the future.
Well, that's why we both exercise, right?
That is correct.
But I did want to mention, just kind of give you a little tidbit tease here. We're 64 pages today. We're having a number of articles. I'm going to kind of briefly go over some of the articles that you'll be seeing. Nakupuna Makamai.
Yes.
On Alamana Boulevard is open today. That's across the old Comp USA building. And they renovated that, and thanks to Marlene Tsai and Valerie O'Brien, they did a wonderful job over there. In fact, they have a walk program that we're going to feature. It's going to start, I believe, in April. It's a walk program led by a physical therapist and a personal trainer. It's going to lead a walking group every week, so that's going to be kind of cool.
I believe it's on a Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. No more than me? Yes. ARP is really going to advocate this year for healthy retirement planning. In other words, they're going to push for people. Through the study, they realize that people are not saving enough money.
Yes, they can't afford.
Well, I'm going to die really fast, so I don't need to save money.
You know, everybody wants that. I won't need it. I won't think about it. And then you're all of a sudden you're 70 and you need it, but you don't have it.
Well, I'm applying for long-term care insurance. Mm-hmm. So ARP, Audrey Suga Nakagawa, their advocacy director for ARP Hawaii, is writing an article about Can we afford to retire in paradise? And it's very difficult if you're not saving now. So it's a big push from AARP to start, especially women, to plan.
Right. You know, there was just a, I think it was last week, there was a article that came out that Hawaii is the second worst retirement state.
Yes.
Whether, and then number one, of course, Florida, Iowa, and Wyoming.
Well, the cost of living is cheaper.
It's cheaper, yes.
But we're also the healthiest state.
We are the healthiest state, yes.
And because we have great weather. You know who's number two?
I do not.
Miss Gerontologist. You would never figure it out. It's Minnesota.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. I would think it's cold. I guess it keeps the blood coagulated. I don't know. That's...
Well, you do lose weight or stay skinnier the colder it is, believe it or not.
Oh, I would think the opposite because you stay inside, you eat, you don't really exercise.
The coldness makes your metabolism speed up. And it I don't know. That's what I heard. But anyway, they have the famous Mayo Clinic there.
Yes.
Where they do a lot of research in Alzheimer's dementia. In fact, our retired editor, Catherine Smith, flies there every year on her own dime, pays for her own hotel room to visit her and her husband's doctors up there.
Nice.
They've been doing it for years. So we also do a little tribute in the magazine. Thank you to Senator Susie Chun Oakland, who's retired, but immediately started a new job. She is now the executive director for Lana Kila Senior Center. They're in Kalihi, so we have a little thank you to her. Besides Jeff's Apaka's cover story, we're going to feature some nonprofits, and one of them I found out about is called Project Focus. Kind of a cool, have you seen this?
I have not.
This is a cool nonprofit. It was started by some photographers that they wanted to use photography to kind of combine the generations. So they have seniors and they have children,
mm-hmm.
And it's going to be there's going to be a showing in Waihewa coming up sometime in February, and they're going to bring it downtown in later months. But it's just a exhibit of pictures,
like intergenerational
pictures of seniors and kids children. Taking pictures and using photography to communicate and to just converse. So it's kind of cool. I've got this book on my table here, a new book that just came out. You might have seen in the news called, it's from the Manoa Heritage Center. Mm. The Sam and Mary Cook family, they have produced a book, and it's about their collection at their house in Manoa. And it's a big, big book. It's got pictures of all the books and art in their home at the Manoa Heritage Center. And it's like I said, it's a thick book, but... If you're any interest in Hawaiiana and the history of Hawaii, you got to get this book. And you can get it at almost all the bookstores and nonprofits here. I go to the Hale Museum of Art. You can go to their gallery in Manoa, Nohea Gallery, and Namea Gallery, Namea, Hawaii, which is at Ward Warehouse.
It's always nice to see old photos. I volunteer at Kahala Nui, and I was taking a resident back to her room. And she said, yep, that was me. And I look over, and it's a picture of her and the one piece, because that's what they wore back then, and of Diamond Head, and there's no hotels. It was Hawaiiana at its finest. And I looked at her, and I was like, wow, you were a looker. And she just giggled. But just to see that, and the tourists there, you know, the beaches were very sparse, so it was just nice to see that old Hawaii.
Yeah, if you see, in fact, the book has a few of those pictures. It actually pictures of Kauai, because they had a family home on Kauai. But also, if you have time and you love sports, any kind of sports, every Monday, not during football season, not during UH football season, every Monday, it's called the Quarterback Club. They meet at Maple Garden every Monday, not during UH football season. That's on Eisenberg Street across the old... the old baseball stadium. They're on King and Eisenberg. But it's called the Honolulu Quarterback Club. You just show up. It's, I think, $25, $22. It's the best deal. I'm sorry, it's $15. It's the best buffet you go. And if you like Maple Garden, it's Chinese food.
Maple Garden. I go by there every day,
I love the food. Oh, yeah. It's right behind.
Is it by Bigger Burger, Teddy's Bigger Burger, like on that side?
It's across the old stadium.
Okay.
On Eisenberg.
I'll have to pay more attention.
It's right behind the St. Louis alumni place.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to see inside stories, it's pretty cool because when they have a speaker on, Like, they've had all the UH football coaches, baseball, basketball, swimming, sailing, running. They've had all their coaches on, but they'll have coaches from the mainland come in and just talk about sports. But what's really cool is what they will say is, any media in the room? No? Good. So this story, don't put it on Facebook, but no, you'll hear some secrets out there.
Oh, yeah.
You know? You didn't hear it from me, though. But it is, if you love sports, it's great.
It's history.
It's great. Well, not only history, but the current, like, we'll talk about recruits coming in, if they can, officially. They'll talk about people, where the people are today after they graduated or what they're doing now. Of course, they're going to give you an opinion on how the football team is doing, the baseball team is doing, the basketball team. But it's just cool to, you can meet the coach and you can ask them questions. Like, I always ask, what kind of the year you're going to have next year? What kind of recruits are coming in? But I'm like,
he tells you this, all the secrets?
Well, I mean, off
the record.
Well,
he'll tell you because
off the record. But I mean, it's just cool to be able to communicate,
interact
with a coach, because a lot of times you're at the game, you can't talk to the guy down and goes, hey,
yeah, true.
Aaron Gannon, basketball, you guys suck. You know, you can't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the thing is, man, that was a bad call, or what happened on this play, and which is cool. But if you're retired and if you have time, or if you're not retired, have time Mondays, 11:30 to 1. For $15.
Can't beat that.
Maple Garden. Well, the buffet is great. But
yes.
And then let me see what else we got here. We have a story on tennis. We have a story from the city and county Parks and Recs about all the events coming up. There's the Senior Valentine Dance, February 7th. The Senior Classic Games, March 23rd. The Senior Fun Walk, which is huge, at Central Wahoo Regional Park. And, of course, down in May, May Day, late event that's coming up. But it's so many different events out there. If you get a chance to go out to our website and pick up an issue of Generations Magazine, the City and County Parks and Recs, there's 35 clubs on this island.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That's
almost
a lot.
Every
of
community
clubs.
Has them.
Wow.
The biggest ones in Wanlua, over 150. Kaneohe has about 80 to 90 now. It used to be over 100. But they're active seniors, so it's a great thing to
and
know.
It's a great way to socialize.
So Melissa, thank you so much. Our local gerontologist here. You're at Altrus Medical. How's it going over there? You guys super busy.
We're super busy, but you know, it's good to know that we're helping families out there.
And I know we're going to talk about this in the future shows, that we're having a career fair coming up at UH.
Yes.
For students at UH, but it's also a job fair, because we're going to have some private companies coming looking for candidates. And then, when do we say July?
July the 15th.
15th is a job fair.
It's a job fair.
At Catholic Charities. On the top of Kamoko on the left side. And we're going to have various companies looking for employees.
Yes. Right? So even if you're looking to maybe get out and caregive or give back, volunteer, come and see what resources are out there.
Well, healthcare is, I think, going to be one of the biggest industries.
Absolutely.
Besides caregivers. Yeah. But I just think we need to be informed. And there's so many companies out there that do great work that I thank you for what you guys do, because I know home care is huge. And it's a big problem trying to find qualified workers, right?
Finding qualified workers and also just giving that peace of mind to the families so they're able to stay in the workforce and build on their social security, so they're not having to worry, how am I going to retire later on down the road? So just that peace of mind and that quality of care is important.
What, by the way, what makes a good caregiver, since you just talked about that?
I think with anything you do, you have to love what you do. So you have to find that passion, wanting to work with seniors. You can always train for the job. Somebody can train you to do ADLs, but you can't train someone to love a senior, to take the time, to be patient and really listen. I think that's important, too. Seniors don't think and talk as fast as we do, so we really need to slow down. And I think I'd mentioned this before. That's what I love about being around seniors, because they teach me to slow down and listen more.
So well spoken there. Anyway, you can always contact me, 234-3117, or email me, percy@generations808.com. Melissa, thank you so much for setting all these meetings up and getting our great guests here. And hopefully it's good information for people.
Yes, and we have a busy year coming up. Excited.
Too busy. But anyway, thank you very much, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Listen Friday morning about 6:45 here on AM 690 The Answer, and you'll know what's going on in the weekend. So I do a small interview. So Saturday, 5 to 6, Sunday, 3 to 4, here on AM 690 The Answer. As always, aloha and live well.